So you are welcome again. As translation here, Russian translation, doesn't need translation. So Shimata, you can come to the front. This is such a ecstatic topic. This Sikshastra is not an ordinary subject matter. It is subject matter that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu this is his topics of discussion, recitation. And relishing these topics, pratipadam, at every step. We also chanted these verses and then we kind of stopped. We completed the recitation of 8 verses, one after the other. However, while Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to recite these verses, he would tremble in ecstasy while reciting these verses. And he would roll on the ground reciting the verses. And well, he would recite the verse and keep thinking of that verse for a long, long time. Maybe all night long he would just be thinking of one verse. So these are the verses that aroused even the feelings of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And again, if his feelings would not be aroused by such topic, then he is not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then very Chaitanya, there is no Chaitanya in him. That is what makes him Chaitanya and Mahaprabhu. Something little about the name of Krishna, something little about the form, something little about the quality, something about the pastime, something. Mahaprabhu was always floating on the waves of ecstasy. He was not even experiencing just bhava, but mahabhava. And this was confirmed by Sarvabhauma Acharya. He took Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his home. As Mahaprabhu arrived in Jagannath Puri, entered Jagannath Mandir for first time, had darshan of Jagannath, and while saying jag, he couldn't even say Jagannath. We managed saying Jagannath and nothing happens, nothing much happens. But he couldn't even say the whole. There are only 4 letters, 4 syllables, but only he finished saying 2 of them. Jagan is gone. And he's trying to make attempt to say one more time, see whether he could say the whole name. Then another attempt, total failure. And he went up to Ja and Ga and finished down and rolling. So everyone else at that time in Jagannath Puri temple, those who were there to take darshan, they did not know what to make of this, or they had seen people, sahajiyas coming and going and rolling and tears and crying, and they could. So whether this is genuine or fake, Sarvabhauma Acharya wanted to confirm. He took Mahaprabhu to his home and he studied all the symptoms, and his conclusion was, he was a big pandit, he was a big leader, was even Guru, Raja Guru, Guru of the Raja, with 60,000 followers. It was a big figure at that time, 500 years ago, Saravam Bhattacharya. So he concluded, oh, this is not even bhav, this is mahabhav. The symptoms were mahabhav. Mahabhav of Radharani. So living entities, human beings, as they make progress through Krishna consciousness, evolve and go higher and higher and higher from Shraddha, from faith to towards, and go higher on that ladder towards Prem. Then on the way towards the end of that journey, the bhav, they could experience some bhav. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was experiencing mahabhav. Radha bhavasu valitam. Radha bhav. He was as he was absorbed in those days during his Antya Leela in Jagannath Puri, in mahabhav, as he was absorbed, experiencing emotions of Radharani of a highest kind. So during those days, so while he was grounded, because he was based in those kind of highest ecstatic feelings, this is when these verses of Sikshastak, we have said this thing before, but we kind of repeating this, reminding ourselves of again the significance of these eight prayers, Sikshastak, of instructions, eight instructions of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we have completed four verses, and we have two more today and two more, of course, tomorrow. So we are dealing with the subject matter that corresponds to the sadhana bhakti. But today we'll be making some, as we read through more verses of the Ashtak, there's a transition now going from sadhana bhakti to bhav bhakti. The first verse, the verse number 5, that is today's first verse, they're still part of sadhana, and the sixth one is bhav bhakti. And also going from sammanth to abhidheya and prayojan, entering prayojan, the realm of prayojan. After verse 5 is the prayojan, the final, ultimate goal, the destination. The bhav and prem are, that's prayojan, part of the prayojan. And also going from Shraddha to Sadhu Sang, Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nivrati, Nadhanam, Najanam, Nasundarim. So gradually transcending or evolving through those, or climbing higher on that ladder, Shraddha to Prem ladder. So today, subject matter is asakti and ruchi, and this bhav and prem, like that. So Chaitanya, from Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Sikshastak prayer chapter, ati dainya punaha mage dasya bhakti dan apanare kare samsari jiva abhiman. So Mahaprabhu, as he has read some of those verses, he has recited and relished, made some comments on those statements or astakas. So as he is about to say the fifth astak, fifth verse, ati dainya punaha mage, is begging for more humility. And this verse also says, this is a comment in fact by Krishnadas Kaviraj. He comes on the scene and he's commenting, explaining. He's talking to us, Krishnadas Kaviraj. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is begging for more humility. And Magi Dasya Bhakti Dan. Oh Lord, give me Dan, give me charity. Oh, what do you want? Give me Dasya Bhakti. Make me your servant. Oh Lord, make me your servant. So as he begged for further humility and dasya, the service, servitude, asking for service, then he says this verse number 5, wherein he is asking for, make me your servant, or I am your servant, but unfortunately I have fallen now here in this material world. So he says, Ai nanda tanuja kinkaram patitam mam vishame bhavam budho kripaya tava pada pankajasita dhuli shadrasham vichintaya tomar nitya das mui toma pasariya. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said that verse and then he says, Tomara Nitya Das, I am your eternal servant. Toma Pasarya, but I have forgotten you. Pariyachon Bhavam Bhavarnave. And then I am fallen here. I forgot you. And I am, as a result, I'm fallen here in this material existence, in the ocean of this material existence. Maya baddha haiya, and I'm now bound in this world. Kripa kari karamore padadhulisam. Is remembering his Lord and how he forgot him and fallen down now and tied up, can't even move, and now he's pleading, begging, Kripa Kari, please be kind unto me, Padadhuli Sama, Padadhuli, make me dust, fix me as a dust particle of your lotus feet. Tomara sevaka karon tomara sevan. So accept me as your servant and give me service to perform. Be merciful, be causelessly merciful to me by giving me a place with particle of dust at your lotus feet, so that I may engage in service of your Lordship as your eternal servant. Those were the comments of Mahaprabhu on his own verse. It's like a natural commentary. He says the verse and he gives a little commentary on that verse. So, Ai Nanda Tanuja is addressing, Ai, Ai, oh, I am ai nanda tanuja, the words of sambodhan or address. Oh nanda tanuja, oh son of Nanda Maharaj. Nanda tanu body, ja, you are born as a son of Nanda Maharaj. Ai nanda tanuja kinkaram, and I am your kinkar. Kinkar, what is kinkar? What can I do? Yes. One who always inquires, well, what could I do? What could I do? Kim kara. Kim, what? Kara, do. What could I do? Is there anything I could do for you, my dear Lord? He's ever ready to do something for the Lord. Not that I'm busy now. Come back later. I'll think about it. Contact me another time. But when Yamaraj comes, you cannot tell Yamaraj, oh Yamaraj, I'm busy, you know. You did not even telephone me. There's no email. You just appeared. This is the way to come. But, you know, you can call me and then come. Doesn't work like that. Oh, I have come now and I'm going to get you. And he'll drag you back to Yamaraja's home, not your home. Back to home. Back to Yamalok. Not, we can't say that. It's not back because we're not from there. Going back means you were there sometime in the past, so going back, back to Godhead. If we were there before, I'm going back to my temple. After, where are you? After Mayapur festival, where do I go back? I go to Moscow, I go back to London, go back to Paris, I go back to New, I go to Vrindavan, and different devotees. I go back, means I was there, I have come from there, I go back. So going back to home, back to Godhead, so that's our home. Or we're talking how coming to Mayapur is coming back home, because this is our home. This is our eternal home, so we could say, I have come back home. So, kinkara, ai nanda tanuja kinkara. I am your kinkar. Oh Nanda Tanuja, son of Nanda Maharaj, what is my position? This is Sambandh Gyan again. This is Sambandh. The relationship is now being firmly established here as we have come to this verse number 5. I'm your kinkar. I'm your das. Kinkar or kinkari? If it is a lady, she would be kinkari. Male, female, different. Kinkar, kinkari. So I nanda tanuja kinkaram patitam. Yes, this is my position. I'm your eternal servant, but patitam. Now what has happened? Now fallen down. I'm fallen. Patitam mam vishame. And where am I stationed now? Vishame bhavambudho bhava ambudhi. I'm here in this ocean of material existence, which is vishama, visham, horrible, terrible, and I'm being tossed. Ocean is, there are waves, and then, so this ocean waves and living entities are getting tossed from one wave to another, like one planet to another, one body to another. It's always turbulence. Ocean means there's a turbulent situation. Always kind of unsteady. And it's a vast, difficult to cross. Ocean means wherever you see is all water. Water everywhere. and deep and ever-changing. Dukkhalayam ashashvatam also. We kind of form a group, make a little family, huh? Thinking this is my children, this is... And for... it's for only that much time. Compared to the eternality, or 100 years or 50 years, it just little splash. Not much time. So we come together, and we think, oh, this is, you are mine, I'm yours, and whatever else people say, I like you, I love you, oh, you are mine. But while talk is not even finished, a sentence is not finished, separated. Never to meet again. Like a traveler's coming, sitting under these trees, for these are not ordinary trees, not ordinary place, but somewhere during the summer season they come from different places, sit under the shade. Then afternoon, then they all go. This way one goes, that way one goes, another way. Huh? So under one roof, which is like a tree, people gather. Wife and husband, first there were two, from two comes three, from then multiplies and more children and grandchildren, and the family tree grows and grows, more branches, more leaves, more fruits. Come from the root and the fruit, and it, and then it's over. So this bhavambudhi could be described in different ways. Bhavambudhi. Vishame. So the word adjective used by Mahaprabhu. Vishame bhavambudho. Horrible. The word Prabhupada is translating. Horrible, this horrible material existence. So in that situation, living entity, or this whole universe is like a pot. In Mahabharata there's a description. Whole universe is like a pot. You know, pot is round, right? Round like that. So universe is also round. And so in the pot you have some beans or whatever, grains for vegetables, different things are kept for cooking. So all the living entities are in that pot. Pot of this Brahmand universe. And there's a flame required, so the fire of the tapatroy. Adi Daivik, Adhyatmik, Adi Bhautik, these miseries, they increase the tap, temperature of this existence like a flame. And the all living entity, oh, what is the news? When it was asked, oh, what's the news? Mahabharata is a question. Oh, what is the news? Oh, this is the news. That living entities are all in a big pot of this Brahmand universe. And they're all being cooked. They're all being cooked. Being boiled. Burning. That is why gopis had to say tapta jivanam. Of course, their temperature was for another reason. They were feeling separation from Krishna. And that was intense for them. The viraha vyatha. They're feeling intense separation from the Lord. And that tap. Tapta jivanam. Our life is on fire. Something, we need to extinguish this. What could extinguish this kind of fire? Tava kathamritam tapta jivanam. Gopis, Gopi Gita, they say. Oh, our life is tapta jivanam. What we need is kathamrit, tava kathamritam. Or tava namamritam, tava leelamritam, tava darshanamritam. This is, could minimize the temperature. So gopis were separated temporarily from Krishna. What about the living entities? They have been separated from Krishna for long, long, long time. Hence they are suffering. Living entities do not know why they are suffering. They say, oh, because I am poor, as soon as I become rich, I won't suffer anymore. Oh, that's a solution, that's a solution. I just need money, that's all. And I'll be happy. It's not that easy. So many have rich people, are they happy? Poor are not happy, rich not happy. Poor Indians, now they are becoming a little richer. Or poor Bangladeshis, they think, oh, if we become rich, we'll be happy. Then there was a time in America in 60s, they would think, oh, we are too much rich. If we become a little poor, then we may be happy. Let's become hippies. Let's renounce this wealth. Hell with this car, health with this, health with this wealth. Hell, huh? They're just walking away from that wealth, thinking if I become poor, then probably we'll be happy. So poor are thinking if we become rich, we'll be happy. Rich think if we become poor, we'll be happy. What else? And they try both and still not happy. So no situation, not possible. So like this, Brahmanda Brahmite, like a Brahman is going on, up and down, up and down. Oh, I'm not happy here. I should take birth somewhere else. Those who go to, Indians go to get visa, American embassy, and when they are refused the visa, then they probably, I hell with this Indian birth. I wish I was American. I wish I could take birth in America. Moraye abhilas, America dese divovas. It's my desire. I wish I could be born in America desh, or that England desh. Other things are, oh, grass is greener there. Look, look! Grass is green, and then they go there. It's all mirage, mirage. Like in the desert, the deer runs. Oh, their water is there. And as soon as deer gets there, looks around, there's no water here. Oh, but water is down there. Goes there. Oh, water is now here. Lord, like this. There are 8,400,000 varieties of bodies, those many situations, those many varieties of sense objects and different angles of vision and the gratifications. And nothing works. No matter which body, which planet, which... only when living entity is back home, back in Mayapur, and happy. Back on the track. And there, they are happy. So there is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other. And no part of ocean. Wherever you go, the same old story. So Vishame Bhavam Budho. And in that situation, as he was kicked and tossed and pushed and pulled and this way and that way, and the fortunate person he thinks of some alternative. Is there some alternative? Is there some way out of here? Get me out of here! And then this prayer. Kripaya tava pada pankajasita dhulisha drasham vichintaya. Please, my Lord, I am yours. Prabhupada also said, one time in life, if we could say, what could we say? My dear Lord, I am yours. If we could say, without any force or imposition, if we could say, my dear Lord, could you say? I'm forcing you. I'm yours. If our heart could say, fully convinced, intelligence fully satisfied as we make this statement, my dear Lord, I am yours. And that's half of the statement. The other part is, and you are mine. I'm yours, you are mine. Well, this is, if we could say, the Lord will take charge of us. Lord will accept us. Then Lord will devise some plan so that we become His. So in the beginning we say so, and then the execution of our will. Lord executes the will. Lord makes whole strategy. Mam Namaskuru. It is said as devotee comes and offers prayer, and he goes away. But that's when the Lord's homework begins there. Person comes, devotee comes, offers his obeisances. We're talking about, of course, that devotee also may give another kind of homework to the Lord. House by the beach and Jaya Jagadisha Hare that we talked about. Give me this, give me this. Next time coming and remark, oh, thank you for giving that, and going over the list again. But, you know, what about this? And he may like to add, and some more he will add. Every time person comes, he may be doing a little thank you. And then reminder to the Lord, and then may I add this to the list? This is what happens. Every time person comes, he goes through this process. So that's not the subject matter here, because we are beyond this nadhanam, najanam, sundarim. Not this. Janam, sundarim. Only service. So a person with that kind of mood, the servant coming to the Lord and offering his obeisances, pranata klesha nashaya govindaya namo namaha krishnaya vasudevaya haraye paramatmane pranata klesha nashaya govindaya namo namaha. Pranata klesha nashaya. Pranata, nata means offering obeisances. One who bows down unto me, pranata, namaskar. So he did this, he offered me obeisances. Now I have to do something in return, so what do I do? Klesha nashaya. Klesh. His suffering, I destroy, I finish his suffering. This is also one of the six symptoms of bhakti, klesha nashaya. You surrender unto the Lord and you accept bhakti, then you become free from klesh. Lord makes us free from klesh, suffering. Then this vishame bhavam buddho finished. So going through all this, whatever, janma, mrityu, jara, birth, death, old age, disease, this, and then adidaivika, adibhautika, adhyatmik, these sufferings, then coming to the right conclusion that I am yours, my dear Lord, I am your servant, now I am here suffering, I don't belong to this place, so please pick me up, pick me up, and fix me as the dust particle, any insignificant service that you may like to offer. Of course, nothing new, our service, our relationship is fixed, it has to be revived. The old contract has to be revived again. We have eternal relationship, eternal service, relationship with the Lord. So this, through this process of Krishna consciousness, Adho Shraddha and Sadhu Sangha and Bhajana Kriya and Anartha Nivratti, then someone is established, re-established again. So as we chant, we are talking, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. What are we asking? We are asking for service. And of all the different processes, well, there's also darshan of the Lord and Leela Shravan and different aspects. The 64 items of devotional service. 5 of them are the principle, and among those, the Shravanam, Nama Sankirtan. Nama Sankirtan is the supreme, especially for this age of Kali. This works, this Nama Sankirtan. That is why it is stated thrice, Harer Nama, one time, Harer Nama, Harer Nama Iva Kevalam, 3 times. Meaning also, not by Gyan, not by karma, not by gyan, not by yoga. That is why 3 times, Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama Iva Kevalam, means not by other 3 processes which are also popular in this world. Karma, Jnana. Karma Khan, Jnana Khan, Kevala Vishera Bhan. Also you see. Only part of poison. Is karma kand, jnana kand. And then karma, jnana, there's some yoga, varieties of yogis and yogas and yogasanas. People do some yogasanas and they think they have become yogis. For a long way to go, yam, niyam, pranayam, then asan. Mostly there are 8 angas. They kind of do 2 of the 8 and they think they have become yogis. They may not be doing so much yam niyam, following rules and regulations. They just find some asan or purchase some asan and pressing nose this way, that way. And the aim, of course, is because I have diabetes, I'm diabetic. Why are you doing yoga? Because my belly is now bigger in size, I want to shape up, I want to become slim. This is not the goal of yoga. So not by that kind of, so the karma, jnana, yoga, harir nama iva kevalam, kalau naste iva naste iva naste. There's no other way, harir nama iva kevalam. So by chanting of the holy name, Our relationship with the Lord is also revived. Chanter realizes, I am servant of the Lord. He's saying, he says so, or his theme is, or the mood is, I'm your servant, please engage me, please engage me. That is what is. One devotee was asking, while chanting, should we also say the translation in the mind? Well, he was asking me, so I said, Lord knows the translation of this mantra. You know, you just keep chanting. You don't have to say translation. Chant one time Maha Mantra and then say the translation. Means, please Lord, please engage me, please Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare, please engage me. O Radhe, O Krishna. It is all included, it's inclusive, as you say. You don't have to stop and say it separately while you are chanting. You are saying that with this mood of... And one feels that relationship, one feels is getting closer and closer to the Lord. It's not something vague. One feels within the heart that relationship with the Lord. Relationship with the deity, then the pleasure doing his rendering service unto him. So it starts with Nam. Access, Lord is accessible. Means all aspects of the Lord, all swaroops of the Lord are accessible. Through the name, the form, and the qualities, and the leelas, they become available. The devotee's longing, there's some notes here. Devotee's longing to the knowledge of his eternal spiritual identity and for service, in that identity. He is asking for, longing for knowledge of his identity, that's one thing, and then he's also longing for service in that identity or in that relationship. One must have adhikar in order to practice in one's swaroop. So swaroop, we have, Lord has his roop, his form, and we also have our form, swaroop, swaroop siddhi, they talk, swaroop siddhi, swaroopena vibhasthitihi, mukti, liberation is described as swaroopena vibhasthitihi, you are now nicely stationed, situated in your swaroop. So that is the ultimate mukti, swarupena vyavasthiti. Aur kya usme hai? Hitva anyatha rupam swarupena vyavasthiti. Giving everything else, all other false conceptions. You get... Sitosmi, Arjuna also said towards the end of Bhagavad Gita, he heard entire Bhagavad Gita, and then when all his doubts over Nasto Moha Smritir Labdha, then Sitosmi, now I am situated. Okay, so you are situated, then what will, then what does he say next? Karishe Vachanam Tava, now I will follow your instructions. Your wish was that I fight. Okay, here I pick up bow and arrow and I shoot, I fight. So that is swarupena vyavasthiti. So not only getting to know what the identity is, but act in that identity, act in that relationship. Could move on to the... So this is this verse 6. Nayanam galadashrudharaya vadanam gadagadrudhaya gira పులకర్నిచితం వపు కదా తవ నామ గ్రహణే భవిష్యతి. సో చాంటింగ్ అండ్ చాంటింగ్ అండ్ చాంటింగ్ అండ్ అసోసియేటింగ్ అండ్ గెటింగ్ రీడ్ అప్ అనర్థస్ and solidifying his faith and coming to the level of nishtha, is no more U-turns, no more turning back, going back. As sadhak, the practitioner progresses and he is attached to this process, and he likes, relishes ruchi for this process, and then at this stage phase the practitioner, he begins to experience some emotions, some feelings are there, some feelings now. Maybe earlier it was a little mechanical or a routine or dry. But now, because he had been constantly endeavoring to get out of there also, go higher, make progress, and now progress is there and progress is even visible. It is, there's a manifestation, the symptoms are there of the progress. It could be seen, tangible, something tangible, something that you could touch, something that you could measure, you could take a photograph of it. It's not just a mental thing. Black and white. Prove it that this person has realized Krishna or has come very, very close to Krishna. What happens as one comes closer to Krishna? That's what they would not, in Jagannath Puri temple again, they would not allow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to go closer. As soon as you enter Jagannath Mandir, Jagannath Puri, there's a at the entrance, there's a Garud stump, Garud pillar. On the top, there's a Garud. So they would not allow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to go forward. As soon as he goes closer, he's finished, rolling on the ground and speechless and all disconnected from all around, whatever is oblivious. So now this person, the practitioner, is getting closer, and as he gets closer, then all the symptoms are there. Nayanam galadashrudharaya, nayanam galadashrud, shedding tears. Vadanam gadgad ruddhaya gira kiva shiva sukha narada preme gadgad. So Shiva, Sukha, Narada, they are attending Gauranga Mahaprabhu's arati. Kiva jaya jayo. Dekho, jassi, the arati of Mahaprabhu. Janavi, tate, on the banks of Ganga, there's arati performance. Come, folks, come. Don't you see? Arati karena Brahma. Brahma is offering arati. And someone is singing, someone is offering chamara and all that. And Shiva is there in the audience. Other demigods. Narada has come. Shukadeva Goswami is there. And as they recite and sing the arati, they are feeling choked up. Even the voice, they can't say. They're feeling choked up. Gadgad. Gadgad rindhaya gira. Nayanam galadashrudharaya vadanam rudhyagira pulakai nichitam vapu. The body is trembling, hair standing on end. Kadatava nama grahane bhavishyati. Oh, when that day would be mine, as I chant tava nama grahane, nama grahane, as I utter your holy name, my dear Lord, I would experience these feelings, feeling closer to you than Lord. Where are we? Prema dhana vina vyartha daridra jivan. Lord, start giving little comments. Prema dhana vina vyartha daridra jivan. Without this Krishna prema, this life is vyartha, this life is useless, this life is just zero, it's nothing. So he has now come to the level of bhav level. He has kind of transcended or perfected his sadhana bhakti, and he is now experiencing bhav. But bhav is also not prayojan. Prayojan, final destination, is prem. So while now experiencing bhav, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no, without prem, I don't have prem as of yet. Without prem, life is just empty. When will I have that Krishna prem? So this bhav stage is transition. Transition from sadhana bhakti to prem bhakti. And it has elements from both, from sadhana. Sadhana continues, even in bhav bhakti, sadhana continues. He has come to the level of bhav, still lacking the full evolution of Krishna prem phase. So how is he going to get there? More sadhana. By doing sadhana and sadhana and sadhana, practicing regulated life, he has come to the level of bhav. So how would he go higher and come to the level of prem? He has to go back. Go faith stronger. Okay, sadhu sang, bhajana kriya, anartha nivrati. Work at all different levels. Get everything stronger, stronger, stronger. Build the foundation stronger. All the levels. Between Shraddha to Bhav, they all have to be strengthened, thickened or solidified. And then he even goes higher from Bhav to Prem. So Lord is begging for that. Earlier this morning, as we started, we read, first he was asking, please accept me as your servant. That was, he was already humble. Tranadapi suni chena. But then his mood was, no, make me more humble. Where is my dainya bhav? Where is my humility? And make me servant. So as he prayed, ayi nanda tanuja kinkaram patitamam vishayam vado. Now, he says, oh, where is my prem? Before, where is that every level? Where? When am I going to get there? Once he's there, when am I going to get there? When am I going to get there? When am I going to get there? Every time he's praying and at the same time endeavoring. His practice continues, not sits idle and only kripa siddhi. Both. Some devotee was very ill, and we were visiting that devotee. Doctors were also there, and devotee was in very critical condition. And doctors said to us, You know, you, Swamiji, you just pray, keep praying, you pray, your prayer. But then we said, your care, doctor, your care and our prayer. And this could, combination of the two. And he liked that. And that devotee was cured, got better. Prayer and care. So prayer and endeavor, both, bring the better results. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, please, I want prem, where is the prem? And there's another wonderful thing he says, as I read this morning, I like this. It says, Dasa kari vetana more deha premadhan. Okay, now you are employing me as your servant. So every servant gets salary, right? Servant gets salary. So I'm your servant. So you are engaging me. So give me salary. Salary in what form? Yeah, please give me prem. At the end of, not at the end of the month, in fact, at every moment, as devotees performing, the government or your boss may be paying you once a month or once a week, but Krishna pays at every moment. Okay, you serve, take the payment. Serve. At the end of every moment, every minute, every hour, he's making the payments. Such a boss, such a nice, wonderful boss he is. Wonderful Krishna, right? Does anyone make payments like this? Sometimes they don't even pay you. They just, what do? Fire you. They just fire you. Show you the door. Or show you the highway. My way or the highway. But Krishna is such a wonderful master that he pays. Pratipadam purnamrita. Pratipadam purnamrita rasasvadanam. So Chaitanya, this is, isn't that nice? This is Dasakari Vetan. Vetan means salary. Dasakari Vetan Deha Premadhan. Give me premadhan in return. Don't give me these rupees and rubles and taka or dollars and euros. No, in return give me premadhan. I will work like a donkey for you. I have nothing else to do. With all my heart, with all my strength, I'm going to work for you, serve you, and you give me in return, premadhan is all that kind of salary that I care for. talking of the symptoms of the, some symptoms have been mentioned in this verse, Nayanam Galadashrudharya, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Nectar of Devotion, there's a whole chapters describing this. Symptoms. There are 8 symptoms of the existential ecstatic love. And there are 8 mentioned here. Becoming stunned, perspiring, standing on hair, standing of the hair on the body, faltering of voice, trembling of the body, changing of bodily colors, shedding of tears, and devastation. These are the called Ashtavika, 8 different symptoms, transformations, visible. You could see or measure or take a photograph if you want to see a proof. If sometimes there are gopis, they used to, when they wanted to meet Krishna, but in the middle of the public, social customs are such that the young Krishna is young boy and the gopi is young. They can't meet each other. They still want to meet Krishna, so what would they do? Sometimes they take Krishna in. They drink Krishna's form through their eyes. They drink Krishna's form through the eyes. And as soon as Krishna is in, they close the window. What is the window or door? Eyes. They close the eyes. And they take him to the heart. They offer him nice throne, nice seat. And they serve him there. They associate with him in the heart. Such a technique is known to the gopis. And then how would you know that they are meeting Krishna in their hearts? That you could know by... Don't you see? She's trembling, this gopi. See those tears? See how she's laughing? See how she's crying? See how she's rolling on the ground? This is due to what? Because of that gopi's meeting Krishna. Bringing Krishna to the heart and meeting him there. The private chambers or the cave of their hearts. So when the soul and supreme soul come in contact, there is nothing in between them, then these symptoms become visible. Scientifically, if you want to know a little science how this works, that is also explained. Scientific explanation of these eight symptoms is given by Rupa Goswami as follows. When the vital force of life is in contact, with earth, one is stunned. So vital force coming in contact with earth, then one kind of symptom. The vital force coming in contact with the air is another kind of symptom. The vital force in the body coming in contact with the fire, another symptom. So this vital force is quite a vital for our existence. And let the temporary body burn to the ashes. This is Ishopanishad 17th mantra. This temporary body be burned to the ashes, and let the air of life be merged with the totality of year, of air. So the body, and then there are different airs. So soul, all the activities, is another very vast subject matter. The soul directly doesn't get involved with the movements of the body, whatever movements. These are just few of the movements. We are seeing my hand is moving, but inside there are so many movements are constantly, day and night, with the pumping of the heart. Does that go on all the time? Does pumping of the heart sometimes, that part takes some rest sometimes? Heart pumping, pump stops? No. It stops for 3 minutes, then finished. So behind all these different activities, there are airs, vital airs. Pranavayu is called pranavayu. Vayu, air, that is given, almost considered like a life. A lot of times misunderstood. Not that air, The complete understanding is that soul has left, not only life air has left. Those who do not know the science of soul or existence of soul, they talk in terms of this life air, prana vayu. So the soul and this subtle body and these airs, they work together in conjunction. Our soul is kind of through the medium of the subtle body and the airs, then there are different functions in the body, or different symptoms, movements in the body. So that is what is talked about here. So when the same force, this vital force, comes in contact with water, there is shedding of tears. When the same force comes in contact with fire, there is perspiration. You perspire. When the force comes into contact with the sky, there is complete devastation. And when the force comes in contact with the air, there is a trembling, failing of the voice, and standing of the hair on the body. These symptoms are manifested internally sometimes, and sometimes externally. So in some cases you may not see these symptoms visible outside, but they are internalized. Or some devotees, advanced devotees, may hide, conceal these symptoms for various reasons. The pure devotee always feels such symptomatic expressions within himself, but being afraid of outsiders, he does not generally manifest them externally. That is already stated here. So these are the natural consequences, results, outcome of following the process of Krishna consciousness perfectly, following regulated life, sadhana, bhakti, and especially chanting properly, meaning offenselessly, meaning attentively, then this level is attained, and we could, as we hear this, we could very easily understand now that the karmi cannot experience these kind of symptoms. Well, sometimes they may also be trembling, right? If they see the tiger, then what happens? Trembling. So out of fear or out of anxiety, they may be perspiring, scared, and there's a perspiration. So these symptoms may be seen, but the cause is mundane, material anxiety, material fear. Those are not the spiritual symptoms. That's not ashtavikar, the bhav related. So karmi cannot experience, the jnani or the impersonalist cannot experience, even yogi cannot experience. This is the pure bhakta, paramahamsa, swan-like, clean, is transcended all the jnana karma dhyanavritam anukullenu krishna anusilanam, and is reached, climbed up that ladder, and is very close, and is almost there. He's there finally with the Lord. So such a bhakta, as a result of following bhakti perfectly, he would exhibit such symptoms. So you will, this is more of a Gaudiya the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu followers come to that level. Bhava and Mahabhava, of course, for living entities there is no Mahabhava. Madhurya. Samarpiyatum unnata ujvala rasam. Especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to deliver unnata ujvala ras. Madhurya ujvala. Madhurya lila. And the symptoms are, of course, person as a vatsalya and dasya may, they also experience sakya, but more with madhurya lila, madhurya ras, conjugal, and then these symptoms are more related with that. So by hearing the holy name, these symptoms may be aroused, or by seeing the deity, or hearing the leela of the Lord, or just coming to dham, and dham is also one swarup form of the Lord, and by coming in contact with dham, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as he arrived in Mathura, he was very close, he was getting there, he fell flat, thinking, I'm there, I'm in dham. And his, as he was getting closer and closer and closer, his ecstasy was increasing. So these different aspects of Krishna, Pundrik Vidyanidhi, there are so many examples throughout our Gaudiya world of Gaudiyas, and some other from examples from Bhagavatam, Ramayana, with all these symptoms. Yeah, recently Pundrik Vidyanidhi, we're remembering him on his, I think it was disappearance day. He was a very exalted person. And Gadadhar Pandit was interested to meet Pundrik Vidyanidhi. So he goes. He didn't. Mukunda Datta brought him. Mukunda Datta brought Gadadhar Pandit to the house of Vidyanidhi, Pundrik Vidyanidhi. So he had a big palace, and as they entered, couches and all opulence, and he was sitting there, Pundrik Vidyanidhi, with all very rich clothing, silk, and not only that, he was smoking. That's too much to accommodate that. Hookah, yes, sir. Yes. So when Mukunda Datta and Gadadhar Pandit, they saw that scene. Of course, Mukunda Datta, he knew this is not the real Pundrik Vidyanidhi. He is just making this show, or in the midst of all this, he's something else, someone else. But this was the first encounter of Gadadhar Pandit. And he was surprised. Hey, you said, let's go see some big Mahatma and exalted person. So he was wondering, what? Is this? What am I seeing? Did we come to the wrong address? This is the same person that Mukunda Datta was talking about? Because he did not say anything externally, but Mukunda Datta could read the mind of Gadadhar Pandit, what possibly he was thinking. So then, something else soon happened. Mukunda Datta, he started recitation of some Bhagavatam verses. Aho Bakiyam Sanakalakutam. Oh, this Baki, this Putana. Although she had come to Krishna with the intention of killing him, but see what Krishna did for her. She was elevated to the spiritual sky and given a very big post, almost like a Mother Yashoda's post, and some more verses of this kind, Krishna Leela pastimes. And as Pundrik Vidyanidhi, immediately as he started hearing with rapt attention, and the next thing was he threw his hookah there and he tore all his clothing and he was not sitting anymore on the couch or on asan. He was on the floor, rolling in the on the floor and crying Krishna, Krishna, and the tears and all the symptoms. And you could take note that also, and perspiration also, and he's getting stunned also from time to time, devastation also, all those symptoms. So externally he was kind of hiding behind that opulence and that palace and the hookah. But as soon as he heard, not that he had forgotten, but we can't, he is not an ordinary person. So just by hearing Krishna Leela, Krishna's pastime, immediately he got connected. Someone was there and absorbed in those thoughts. His soul feelings got stirred up. And then, as we are understanding the scientific explanation, the vital air coming in contact with the earth, this happened, vital air, which are in the body all the time. Pana apana samayukta pachami annam chaturvidham, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. So there are different kinds of airs. Some are going upwards and some are going downwards. So some are called pan apan. They are technical called pan apan, vyan, udan. There are different names, technical names, and they are moving throughout the body all the time, and they are causing different movements of the body, the functions of the body. This yantra, this machine that Krishna talks about, is moved with the help of these vital airs. So as they come in contact, so behind the vital air there's a mind, and behind the mind is a soul. So, and all these symptoms become visible. Let me see whether any other points here, notes. Bhava affects the mind. Bhav, this verse is talking, Nainam Galada Shudharya, this is Bhav stage. Bhav affects the mind, which in turn affects the life air or pran. Pran moves throughout body, affects different things, earth, water, fire, air, and then different symptoms. We talked about this. Another statement by Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami compares bhav to a ray of sunlight. Bhav is compared to ray of sunlight, and prem to the sun. Prem is sun directly. And the rays of the sun is bhav. They are kind of related. So first rays is also namabhas. We talk about namabhas. When there's a clearing stage, there's some abhas. Or the sunrise time, first you dawn is there. You don't even see the sun. Sun will be appearing after half an hour, 20 minutes, 15 minutes, but you begin some twilight, something in advance. some indication of arrival or sunrise. And then finally sun is on the horizon, you can see. So this bhava is like a rays. You are not seeing the sun yet, but you are getting there. So the prema is the sun. So the next two verses, remaining two verses, will be related with the prema, and there is a sun directly. Swarup Siddhi is complete in bhav and situates the sadhak on the ground of sandhini shakti. There are technical things, sandhini, samvit, alhadini. Shaktis cause bhav, prema. Rupa Goswami compares, I think we said this, but we'll just repeat this one more time. Bhav compares bhav to a ray of sunlight and prema to sun. Bhav bhakti is distinct from prema. Bhav bhakti is distinct from prema and also distinct from sadhana bhakti, but contains elements of both. We said that. There's a distinct, but which is in the middle, transition, bhav, is distinct from sadhana and prema, but it has elements of prema as well as sadhana in that bhav. It is constituted of prema, but only partially. In bhav also there's a prema. Not that bhav finished and then there's a prema. In bhav also there is a prema, love of Godhead. And bhav also has still some sadhana, regulated life still going on. So both elements are there. So partially, love, prema is partially there in bhav. And it blossoms and develops through sadhana. You continue sadhana even in bhav bhakti stage, and then it blossoms, and then there's a prema. Krishna Naam is complete as Krishna Leela manifests itself in pure heart. The perfection of Krishna Naam is the realization of Krishna Leela in the heart. So Krishna Naam is complete as Krishna Leela manifests itself in the pure heart, enabling one to identify with the Leelas in pursuit of the bliss of Ras. And then finally, one enters the Leela. So our acharyas, we say, or we could say about Jagannath Das Babaji, Nitya Leela Pravishta Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa. Someone said Parivrajaka Acharya, we cannot say. Because they are not traveling anymore here, Parivrajaka Acharya. Astautarashada Sri Srimad Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj Ki. So such devotees, they experience sadhana, the bhav and prema, and they even see their bhajan, they are doing their bhajan, bhajan rahasya. And they are seeing leelas of the Lord, and they enter leelas of the Lord. They were witnessing leelas of the Lord. And finally, as they give up this mortal frame, or they're out of this body, then they enter Nitya Leela Pravishta. They enter the leela. And it's but natural for such soul. He had been practicing, and he enters that. So that's not new thing for him. There's some rehearsal he has done. He has been introduced. He had been watching, studying, understanding. These things were revealed unto him. It's not a new scene, new realm. His experience, he's seasoned. And then he just walks out of the body and enters the leelas of the Lord. One devotee had lumped up. He was explaining that the devotees, advanced devotees, not only they know where they'll land up in the spiritual sky, but once they get there, what next assignment they will be performing, this is all known to them beforehand. Nothing, they're not surprised. The dominant spiritual sentiment by which one desires to serve Krishna in his eternal leela. The dominant spiritual sentiment by which one desires to serve Krishna in his eternal leela. One will view the drama of Krishna leela. Listen to this. One will view the drama of Krishna leela through the lens of development of sthayi bhava. This is more intricate, more complex, more scientific subject matters of nectar of devotion, nectar of ocean, bhakti rasamrit sindhu, ocean. So bhava and then sthayi bhava, and it's quite a variegatedness here. So much to know, so many details. Sthayi bhava, it means affection, sneha, mana, pranaya, raga, anuraga, bhava, and mahabhava. There are seven stages. And that constitutes mahabhava. So this mahabhava development, this is the lens. You use the glasses, you wear the glasses, you see the, when you have bhava, sthayi bhava, with that enables you to see or view the drama of Krishna Leela. Krishna Leela is, or Chaitanya Leela is going on even now, right here. Kona Bhagyavan? Kona Bhagyavan? Adhyapi Gaura Leela. Adhyapi, to this day, Gaura Leela is on. And Dekhi Bare Pare. Some fortunate, some intelligent will see the Gaura Leela drama. Pastime. So that is sthayi bhava, enables you. You become qualified. You get a pair of glasses. You get a different vision. Now this charma chakshu. These eyes, divya chakshu, divine vision. So we are giving some hint seekers and study this subject matter further with the help of nectar of devotion. And of course those who experience this bhav, not that they study first and then they accordingly, I want to shed tears, so now I know what to do. I had to bring my vital force in contact with water, then I'll be shedding tears. And then, oh, I want to become stunned. Oh, I want to tremble. So, what are to do? What are the ingredients? It is not required. One may not know these things. He just chants Hare Krishna, avoiding offenses, and develops love, bhav, love. Then these things be there. Of course, some people are there. They play all kinds of tricks. Jayapataka Maharaj was talking from his experience. He said, in Bengal, because when they come for kirtan, in Bengali kirtan, means unless there's a crying, then it's not a kirtan. One who is performing kirtan, he has to cry and cry. Then, the best kirtaniya, such a. And he comes, he's embracing you, obeisances, this, that, so many things. All these symptoms, they roll on the ground. So for the tear purpose, you know, Maharaj was explaining how, while performing kirtan, in a very expert way, they carry some chili powder, red chili. And without anybody noticing, they quickly put a little chili in the nose. Maybe, have you ever, you could imagine, little chili, just few dust, few particles. What would happen next? He'll be shedding tears for next half an hour. So he was saying this is chili bhav. Chili bhav, mirchi. But anyway, that's all fake and cheating, and the sahajiyas and all those things are there because these things are valued so much. So exalted stuff here, or the symptom of advancement. So if you exhibit, then you may get some adoration, some profit also. Yes. Kirtan profits will go higher, more dakshinas will come, thinking you are such an exalted kirtaniya. But Lord knows, people may not notice that is a chili bhav, but Lord knows this bhav is not because of Krishna prem, Krishna bhav. So there are those things also go on. Any questions? A comment you have? Already have one question here, let's see. You were talking about back to Godhead. If we came from these, then we had some identity in spiritual world. So when we go back, do we get the same form? If we have come from the Lord, yes, and the reply is yes. We are changing only material bodies, material forms. So body after body after body. What incarnation or what goes from body to body is a soul, and that soul's form is eternal. Relationship with the Lord is eternal. It's just forgotten here as one comes in contact with the jhapati adhare, bhoga vancha kare, as one desires gratification, then it takes on different forms. And then thinks, oh, I'm this now, I'm that now, I'm a cat now. And then runs to the yogi, oh, make me tiger. And then he makes him a tiger. You know that. And then he wanted to act like a tiger, was ready to gobble up that yogi. Then yogi become mouse again. Started with the mouse, mouse, and then cat and dog and tiger. So the bodies are changing. And as the body is like a uniform, and as soon as you put on some new uniform, you act like that. Every time your act is changing. Like we have Bhakti Marg Maharaj and others. The same Bhakti Marg Maharaj, but one day he's playing one role, another day he's playing another role. Different kind of makeup, different kind of clothing, outfits. So when you are in that, you begin acting like that. But we have nothing to do with the cloth. So internally, inside the soul, and soul has eternal identity, eternal relationship, and never changes, in spite of all these external changes. So this is our basic understanding. Anga, you stay. Okay. I want to talk to you about Vishwambaran.
I read somewhere in the Nectar of Devotion that it's an offense to cry
Could it start again?
I read somewhere in the Nectar of Devotion that it's an offense to cry in front of the deity. So I know sometimes, because I'm not a member of God, very far from it, sometimes there's the same emotion during chanting, not so long, you know. But, so is it, some people will say, yeah, it's not a plan, you should not do that, but it comes from the soul, so how to consider it? It says in the plans, but sometimes it happens, and even though we may fight, so what's the value of this? It says crying, small emotions. And
well, what we read, it said, devotee may, he does conceal these symptoms from the neophytes. They may misunderstand, or they may be critical. They don't want to, a devotee doesn't want to make exhibition of the symptoms. But if it is just between you and your Lord, then things are genuine. Then that's expected. Yeah, so far you are not doing it to get someone's attention or get something out of it, some name, fame, glory. It is just between you and your Lord. Some heartfelt feelings, or so our goal ultimately is cry for the Lord or His mercy or His audience. Or so I haven't read about not doing this, not to exhibit this, or acharyas don't do. Why they do so, why they do not exhibit that, we have read today. But the way you were explaining, I haven't read anywhere it says you shouldn't do it. This is private thing, and you and the deity, and you and your Lord, you are not on televisions, or you are not in front of the public, and you have no other motivation, but this is genuine. You can't. What can help us to overcome weakness of the heart on the path of anartha nivritti? Well, the answer I think we gave as we were explaining today, that Yeah, if you want to come to the level of nishtha, then you have to work on all previous steps, make it stronger. Or if you want to attain prema, what I have to do? I'm weak in Krishna prema, or what should I do? Then you should be doing adoshradha, adhusang, bhajanakriyana, all that. Okay, I want to become free from anarthas. What should I be doing? Sadhu sang bhajan kriya, you should be doing. Or I want to develop nishtha. So where is nishtha? Okay, here is nishtha. It's fixed up. So what do I do? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What do I do? Or I want to develop ruchi. So I think the answer is there. You build up on a solid ground, foundation. Adho Shraddha. But if the Shraddha to begin with is weak, then nothing is going to work. Everything is going to collapse every time you do some sadhusang, bhajanakriya, anarthanivritti. Your faith is shaky. And they have to. Then what do you do for that? Also, it says the faith, the shraddha and nishtha, meaning the same, but the difference also. Shraddha could be komal shraddha, Bhakti Rasamrita explains, tender. Faith could be tender, and then faith could be solid, fixed up, nishtha. Shraddha, sadhusang, bhajan kriya, anartha nivritti, and nishtha. Naishthiki bhakti, nityam bhagavata sevaya, bhaktir bhavati naishthiki. We read this, or say this all the time. I recite. So we work on. So wherever you want to get, all the levels prior to that, you work on that. And then you go higher and you become stronger. Because you are at the level of, we're explaining, you are at the level of bhav. Okay, how to get to prema? Again, you still have to work on your sadhana. One in the bhav stage, he can, enough of it now, no more. Then you may just stay there, not go higher to the prema level. Okay, next question. How we can practically prove to the impersonalist that Krishna or Bhagavan is supreme and primal? The impersonalists, they are stubborn. They may not, or faithless also. But if they are open for a dialogue, it can be explained. Or even leading impersonalist Shankaracharya, he has himself accepted the supremacy of the Lord. Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Govindam, Bhaja Moodhamate. He said that in Varanasi. You fools! Worship Govinda! You're learning of this grammar and this is not going to help you at the time of death. Nahi nahi rakshati dukra karane. Sannihite kale. At the time of death, this is not going to help you worship Govinda. Then the same Shankaracharya went to Pandharpur in Maharashtra, big holy place. And then he said, he compiled, we are studying one Ashtak here, Sikshashtak. But in Pandharpur, Shankaracharya compiled another Ashtak, 8 prayers, glorifying Pandurang, the deity of Lord Sri Krishna there. And at the end of each verse he says, Parabrahmalingam bhaje pandurangam. Parabrahmalingam bhaje pandurangam. Like Brahma said, Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami bhaja. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord. So Shankaracharya in Pandharpuri said, I worship Parabrahmalingam. Lingam is form. The supreme form of Pandurang, Sri Krishna of Pandharpur. I worship him. And then he was in Guruvayur in Kerala. And he was a little, Mayavadis are proud. So at one time he was flying in the sky. He had such mystic powers. And as he was going over this Guruvayur temple of Lord Sri Krishna there, the devotees, they were chanting mantras, and if some festival was going on, and but he was saying, "Why, Lord has no form, why are they worshipping? Brahman is supreme," and this, that. He was thinking like this. As a result, he lost all his powers or mystical powers, and then flying Shankaracharya, he came flying down, and he landed in the courtyard of Guruvayur, right in front of the deity at some distance. And then he realized the blunder of what he was thinking, his offensive. Then he crawled towards the lotus feet of the deity and begged for forgiveness. And then not just lip service, but then he established the standards or higher standards of the deity of Guruvayur in Kerala. He was involved to rectify his offense. He decided to be part of that. So the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Varanasi, and Prakashanand Saraswati, his name came up yesterday, day before, he was defeated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Those who were just chanting the mantras, Brahma, 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 Parabrahma, only Brahma, and all over there a chant of Parabrahma, the Mayavadis, impersonate that, no, Brahman. Brahmiti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti, Shabdata. So in this land of impersonalists, Varanasi, Vedanta, Vakyeshu, Sadara, Manta, they are always proud. Kopina, Vanta, Khalu, Bhagya, Vanta. Oh, how fortunate we are. We could just wear kopin, loin cloth. We don't need much. And what we always are absorbed with is Vedanta Vakyeshu Sadaramantaha Kupinavanta Khalu Bhagyavantaha. So they absorb Vedanta and try to derive the impersonality of Godhead as supreme impersonality. So such impersonalities, so many of them were there. And their leader was Prakashanand. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had an encounter with them, and they're all, of course, the leader was defeated, 60,000 followers, and they all became followers of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is, 500 years ago, this has been further explained to the impersonalist, that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anyone interested in that dialogue could study Chaitanya Charitamrita and get further convinced. So it's a and I was just talking with Radharaman Maharaj yesterday, and he says as we go through the history of the world, we always come across the examples of how such and such impersonalist he became. He was impersonalist one time and then he became personalist. Even Sukadeva Goswami was fixed in Brahman and then he heard Krishna Katha and then he came out of the womb immediately and he ran to the forest again looking for Krishna. The four Kumaras, they had these impersonalistic tendencies. They came to Vishnu's temple and there are nice incense, flowers, a nice aroma. And as they smelled, all the impersonalism finished. They became great devotees and reciters of Bhagavatam. And there are many examples of like that, impersonalists becoming personalists. But there is not one example of personalist going back to the impersonal path. Do you know, anybody knows here? Would like to hear that someone was fixed in personal Bhagwan realization and then he went back reverse on that path and went for... So it has been proven over again and again and again that's why there are three things: Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagavan. So he has a form, he has no form. So you study Shobhanishad, ajeti, naijeti. He walks, he doesn't walk. He's near, he's far. Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam. Lord is complete. So Prabhupada argues. Or if you say Lord is complete, but then if Lord is only formless, then how is he complete? He has to be formless. And he has to be someone with the form also, then he's complete. So this Brahman is like a no form. But then you keep going, it's a form. Bhagavan. Bhav contains same elements, some elements of prem and sadhana. Which elements? He continues, the elements of sadhana are up to bhava. Everything before bhava is all sadhana, bhakti. Adho shraddha, sadhu sang, bhajana kriya, anartha nivratti, nishtha. These are elements of sadhana, bhakti, sadhana bhakti. Or the phases, steps leading to bhava bhakti. So that is what it refers to. These elements, meaning those steps, those aspects. And we also explain how some prema is also experienced by one who is in bhava. The rays, prema is sun, and the rays, that is bhava. So one who is bhava, in bhava, he is getting some, at least some rays, some sampling of that prema he is experiencing. So both are there. Could you explain the ecstatic symptom of devastation? I'm devastated, you know. I'm just finished. That's the meaning of devastation, means devastation takes place. That's the last thing that happens to the world. Creation, maintenance and devastation. So without Krishna, shunyaitam jagat sarvam govinda virahenave, this is devastation. Without the Lord, my life is nothing, zero. Those gopis, they wanted to go to, as they heard the flute playing of Krishna, immediately they wanted to run to Krishna. But then family members stopped. No, hey, where are you going? not just one, two, but so many family members were stopping. But the gopis, they thought, no, I have to go, I must go. There's no way I could stay away from the Lord. So they gave up their bodies. And such gopis arrived even before the other gopis were coming, running and walking. So there's a devastation. Without Krishna, I can't stay behind. I cannot survive. So let's see whether some example is there of devastation. I mean, this is something we're saying. Trembling is explained here. Changing color, devastation. Let's see what is written here. When a person is confused by the simultaneous happiness and tribulation and does not know what to do, this state of confusion is pralaya or devastation. Mahapralaya, pralaya, maha. In this condition of pralaya, one sometimes falls down on the ground and all the symptoms of ecstatic love become manifest. When gopis were searching after Krishna and all of a sudden he came out from the bushes and creepers, all of them became stunned and almost senseless. In this state, gopis appeared very beautiful. This is an example of pralaya or devastation in happiness. There are also instances of pralaya in distress. You know, there are kind of devastations of two kinds. One in happiness, one in distress. One such example is described in the 10th canto, 39th chapter, verse 15 of Srimad Bhagavatam, wherein Sukadeva Goswami tells King Parikshit, "My dear king, when the gopis were missing Krishna, they were so much absorbed in meditation upon him that all of their senses stopped functioning and they lost all bodily sense. It was as though they had become liberated from all material conditions." So that's devastation example there. Which spiritual emotions are the first to surface? Romanchakam pashrutaranga bhajo. There, romanch is mentioned first. In what order? There are 8 symptoms. The question is which one first and which one next and which one? I don't know. I can't say for sure, but from that verse of Guru Vastak, first mention is that of romance, means trembling, and then ashru, the tears, and or maybe like in here we are devastation, so gopis are exhibiting. I'm sure they exhibited. So our devastation could be last on the list. By using some kind of common sense, we could say devastation is at the end. Nothing working. Where is Krishna? Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Crying and then dying almost for Krishna. Or there may be overlapping of this symptom and that symptom, or one symptom predominating, another one subdued, and this whole. Is there phase of auto chanting in process of chanting? Auto chanting. If yes, how can it be had? Who is Rasa Raj? Which Rasraj Prabhu? Auto chanting. What do you mean auto chanting? Is there phase of auto chanting? meaning what you are trying to convey, say. Mechanically. Natural. Yeah, sure. In their face of... the Kirtaniya Sadhari, we were studying that verse yesterday. When Trinadapi Sunichena Tarorapi Sahishna Manina Manadena, then chanting becomes automatic or natural. You don't have to endeavor. When you are humble, when you are tolerant, when you are respectful towards other Vaishnavas, not expecting any respect for yourself, in such a state of mind, one chants the holy name constantly. So that's the face. Those are the four prerequisites or preparation to achieve that stage of constantly chanting, naturally chanting. Yeah, ruchi, asakti, you say. When you are sadhak and you have done this sadhusang, association of devotees, then bhajana kriya, then you are becoming free from anarthas, then your faith has become fixed up, nishtha, and then comes ruchi and asakti. You are attached to this process, you like this process, you are naturally inclined to follow this process, and there's no way to stop you. We were reading yesterday, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, while I'm eating, sleeping, chanting. Yes, advanced stage. This is very advanced stage. That's a life. I'm chanting in the spiritual sky. Everyone is chanting all the time, glorifying the Lord. That's a life. That's natural. That's a constitutional position. Constitutional occupation of the living entity is to chant, glorify the Lord. Kirtaniya sadahari aparam vijayate Sri Krishna sankirtanam. So kirtan, there's a word kirti. Kirti and kirtan go together. Kirti means glorification. So Krishna's glorification, this is a subject matter, this is a life of a devotee of Krishna. What else is he going to do? If someone is a devotee, then what does he do? He does kirtan. And then kirtan is not limited only to chanting of Hare Krishna. There are other ways of glorifying Krishna. That also becomes kirtan. We were talking about this yesterday. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is said to have mood of Sri Radha, then he should have spent his mostly the time in Vrindavan rather than in Puri. Well, that is what he was doing. Jagannath Puri is part of Vrindavan. We were after Kartik, we went to Jagannath Puri. Kartik Parikrama, there was a Jagannath Puri Parikrama. During that there were lots of discussions on Jagannath Puri, Jagannath and Jagannath Puri. We are many scholars. Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj has written a book, and there are some other ISKCON leaders, and I heard and realized for first time that Jagannath Puri, there is a one part of Jagannath Puri is Navadvip Mayapur. On the ocean side, Jagannath Puri Mayapur, where Haridas Thakur Samadhi and many other Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pastime places in Jagannath Puri, that is Navadvip. The place where the Jagannath temple, main temple, that is Dwarika. And then Lord sits in the chariot and they pull the chariot And where do they bring their chariot? To Vrindavan. Or bring it to Gundicha temple. And Gundicha temple is Vrindavan. So like that, Jagannathpur is a complete dham. It's a Mayapur, Vrindavan, Dwarka, some Mathura there. And while pulling the chariot, the intention of those who pull the chariot is to bring Krishna to Vrindavan. But then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to pull that chariot in the mood, or as he used to think, oh, Moraman Vrindavan, my mind is Vrindavan, my mind is Vrindavan. So my dear Lord, please come and stay in my mind, reside in my mind. My mind is Vrindavan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the mood of Radharani, wherever he was, that was Vrindavan for him. But externally speaking, he also was making attempt to go to Vrindavan, run to Vrindavan. He took sannyas and the first place he thought of going to was Vrindavan. And while he was in Jagannath Puri, but he did not go that time, he went to Jagannath Puri. And from while he was in Jagannath Puri, so many attempts to go to Vrindavan. But at the same time, he is in Vrindavan. Or he would be dreaming that he is in Vrindavan. This whole Antya Leela, pastimes in Chaitanya Charitamrita, they just Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his moods of, he is in completely in mood of Radharani. Sometimes he would dress like Radharani. And the feeling, separation, breaking his head against the walls and trying to break through and run to Vrindavan. His goal was Vrindavan. So he was also showing that. He wanted to go to Vrindavan. But as you talked about Radha Krishna pastimes with Ramanand Rai and Swarup Damodar, that's Vrindavan. So yeah, we should wind up, but then what is this? Oh, I thought it was another question. Yeah, okay, we wind up. Alright, so thank you very much, and we'll see you tomorrow, our last presentation. Arrivo.